progress.
Would you stand, please, for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Today is September 24th. This is the monthly meeting of the Candia Zoning Board of Adjustment. And Amy, if you would be so kind as to read our first case.
Are we doing the minutes or the case first?
We're going to do the case first. And then we'll do the minutes.
Case number 24-007, applicant Bradford G. Werner, 282 North Road, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034. Owner Bradford Werner, 282 North Road, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034. Property location, 282 North Road, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034. Map 405, lot 129-3. Intent seeking a variance under Article 6, Section 6.02, dimensional requirements to construct, attach a two-car garage with a room above to match existing log home, 24 by 28 foot size is needed to allow room for two cars, two walk-through doors, and two staircases. Existing home was originally built to have a garage attached.
Okay, and is it safe to assume that you are Mr. Werner?
Yes, I am.
All right. If you would like, you're certainly welcome to come up and bring a chair up and sit at the table. You can stay where you are, whichever you're more comfortable doing.
Okay.
You're welcome to come and join us. And before we start, Mr. Werner, I have to tell you that our board consists of five people and alternates. We have two people that are out today. So you have a choice. You can have your case heard by the four of us, or you can wait till next month when we have a five members of the board. It's entirely up to you.
Oh, okay.
So it's not complicated, but if you're more comfortable waiting for all five members, we can wait till next month, or we can proceed tonight.
Okay.
I guess we'll proceed
thinking
tonight.
Okay.
Alrighty then.
All right. So if you'd like to explain why you're applying for the variance
as this was stated here, we do have a log home at 282 North Road, and on the mudroom end of it there is an existing door right now going to nowhere. What we're hoping to do is attach a garage to that, which that door will go through to, and so there's a staircase that would go down into the garage, as you can imagine, for that. And the garage, we're putting a second floor in, a room for a workout room or in storage room. And that, of course, will require a staircase too. So that's gonna take up some room. And in addition to that, what we're hoping to do is put two walk-through doors in. They'd be 3-foot walk-through doors, one in the front on the driveway side and one going to the rear of the property. And then what we're hoping those doors will do is line up with there's a fence in the backyard, a chain link fence, which the doors would hopefully line up with the gate to that fence. So basically, it would be a walk-through to the backyard through that gate.
Okay, so you're saying that the back part of your property is fenced in with a chain-link fence?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Could you show us on this plan where those doors would be?
Yes, you want me to approach?
Sure, yep. That's why I said you're certainly welcome to bring a chair and sit right here.
This would be sure, on this side.
Okay. Well, this is the entrance to the garage. So show us where you said you wanted doors so that you could, I'm assuming, go from here to here. Is
yep.
that correct?
On this end, on the house end, the house side of the garage. So we're hoping to go for a door here and another door here.
From the outside?
Yes, from
here, about where I got it?
Here and here.
And then here?
Yes, correct. There's a generator there.
Does this connector exist already?
Yes, there's a walkthrough door.
The mudroom.
Into the mudroom.
So the mudroom was built to have a garage in back of it, but it was never constructed?
Yes, sir.
And now your issue is that this addition as proposed crosses the setback.
Yes.
So you're 5 feet in on this side and 2.5 on that side.
That's correct. Yep.
Okay.
That's
and no allowing more. For doors to get through, they need more space to have the cars and everything. To be able to get the garage doors and everything.
And the stairways are in here somewhere?
Or? Yes, there'll be a stair going into the house right there where that door wrote.
Yep, okay. Like a 3-step or something?
Yep.
Or,
yes. Yep. And then we'll need stairs to go up to the second floor.
And you're going
to
put those somewhere in here?
That was the idea, to kind of put them on the same side. So that we would have the rest of the room for the cars and any tools and stuff like that.
Yeah. And that's the 28-foot side. So that's, I mean, you need a lot of space for the cars, at least 10, yes. At least 10 feet. And 10 feet is tight if you've got an SUV. Mm. So if you're thinking that's 20 feet, that leaves them only 8 feet for...
Yeah.
For 3-foot
doorway.
The cars
would be entering here?
Yes, correct.
So that the cars are parked this way.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. And can you tell us what's in back of you, what's in back of this property?
This is, our neighbor's house is down here, but there's a stone wall.
Stone wall
here.
At the line?
Yes, correct. Okay. At the line. It's kind of like two stone walls, kind of jumbled, but at where the line is, there is a kind of a loose stone wall. It's not like...
Sometimes they would have, like for cattle, they would build two stone walls. Are they like 5 feet apart or something?
Yes.
Going from the barn out to a field.
Yeah.
And you'll see that. You'll see double walls.
That's what
You talked to your abutter over here?
Mm-hmm.
And is there any concern about this coming
They're
close
not.
To that, that stone fence there?
They were the perfectly okay. They offered to come to the meeting tonight to support us on it. So, but they... I guess they called town hall. They told us and they asked if they were required to attend, being the immediate abutter, and they were told they did not have to. And they said, "Good luck." So, the other thing I wanted to state was that the chain link fence does come right out through here and
chain
goes
link
around.
Goes this way.
Yes.
Is it attached to the house here somehow? Or
yes. Right. Where are we at? Right on the. Deck area. Yeah, so right there. And it comes out like this and then goes over.
Yeah.
And there's a gate.
Now past the setback.
The fence is, actually I've never even measured that.
Okay. So
yeah, it probably does go over the setback.
Question on this addition. You could do a one car with and reduce the footprint so that it comes inside the line, what would that do to your second floor? Like, what would that do to your square feet upstairs there? Would that be a problem?
The not sure if we discussed that with the builder, how much that would
okay, let me ask one other thing. What would happen if this connector is 10 feet wide? If I'm measuring correctly.
Okay.
If you lost 3 feet of that
and
lost 2 feet of the garage, which would make it 24 by 26, that would put you right at the line. Right? Is that 5 feet? Yeah.
What'd you say?
Two cars wouldn't accommodate two vehicles.
The thing is, you need...
No, it won't.
No, not big.
28. You need 28.
20.
Most are 30.
20...
Ron, you're asking to cut into the mudroom instead, but basically...
Well, what I was trying to do was to cut 3 feet out of the mudroom and 2 feet out of the garage to split the difference.
Oh, yeah, I see.
I mean, how wide are the doors? They're 8-foot doors, right? Overhead doors?
I think they're... Proposing
nine
is what.
The thing is, I mean, I know we we have, I'm trying to think of how wide our doors are, but it's a really tough fit. If you've got an SUV, our garage is 30, if you have an SUV, like a medium-sized SUV, it's a really tough fit and to get it inside those doors. You can do it. It's not easy, but I know that I wish, and our garage is 30 by 30, and I wish it was that we had bigger doors.
Yeah.
So,
it is true. I mean, SUVs are the most popular.
Yeah. I mean, you drive down the road and most people, that's what most people drive in. And when you think of,
but they're popular.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Can
you tell us about the room over it? Is there a bathroom in there? Are you trying to put a bedroom in there? Or?
No, nothing like that. It is just for storage. Well, recreation, I'll say, and storage.
Okay.
Like a workout room or something like that.
Okay.
Which we don't have inside. The mudroom part, too, right up against that wall that borders the garage, there is a half bath right there in the laundry.
Mm.
Right up against that wall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So this isn't just a porch in between.
No.
It's correct. An actual room.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
So this says existing home was built originally built to have a garage attached. What size garage was the intent there at that time?
We didn't really decide that back then, but
I don't understand.
Did you not think about the lot line issue back then when you were doing that?
I remember back then it was going to be close on at least if we say we did just a 24 by 24, that would be pretty close to that line.
Right.
I remember we were trying to figure out where the lot line or the foundation for the house would go regarding where the wetlands were located. So we had to be kind of careful.
Now, and then do you have wetlands in this someplace?
Yeah, on our property we do.
But
yes.
Could you show us where the wetlands are? Because that also impacts, you know, your ability to put something someplace.
Well, if you can see where the driveway curves around on your map.
Yeah.
It's right in that curve area.
Okay.
There's wetlands.
Oh, okay.
So the house is pushed over because of the wetlands.
Right.
Correct.
And so that makes that garage have to go into the setback.
Right. That's correct. I remember we had to be careful about that. Back in.
And where's your septic system on the property?
Okay. Let's see. Between the barn, existing barn, and the existing house.
Okay.
Where it says 1 inch equals 20 feet. It's
okay.
Right in that section right there.
Okay.
Yes. And then the property drops off right after that.
So this is on, about where is this on North Road? Near Northway Farm, where is this in relation to Northway Farm?
If you keep going.
Okay.
Down the hill, north. Oh, there's a sharp turn.
Yeah.
Where the house used to say Vienna Woods, it's a yellow.
Yes, I know
farm.
What you mean. Yes.
Okay.
You're across the street.
Directly across the street, the long driveway in the woods. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know where that is.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So you're working on a slope, and we've got wetlands. So, and the thing is that the way it is now, if his septic system is on this side of the house, he can't put the barn over and the garage on this side of the house because the septic system is there. So from the place he can put it is where he's got it right now.
I assume this is dry land and you can get around the house even with this garage addition, right?
There'll be a small space there, yes. There's rock walls right now. We can
You got
around.
20 feet, so there's room to drive around the building.
Right. Oh, drive around? I don't know about drive. I think it'll be just a pathway.
Because it's because don't forget, Ron, that's on a slope.
Still 20 feet between the farthest corner and your
property line. Yep, still 20 feet.
Yeah, and that slopes down there. Is that correct? That continues to slope down?
Yeah, once it goes into our neighbor's property, after about 30 feet, it goes right down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if you can always get all the way around the house.
Right.
I think so. Right now, the natural path to get to the backyard, I'm pretty sure it's going to be
obviously is
going
across
through
the front here. And
yeah, through the
the
front and back
door.
Well,
it doesn't really make any difference. But
there's no way we could attach it to the west side of the house.
North, south.
Because you got all kinds of rooms.
I was thinking about that too.
He'd have to drive. He'd have to drive. This is his leach field here.
Right.
So we'd have to drive across the leach field.
If it were, I think you were saying coming out, this
coming
way,
out that way.
Longer this way, right? So then have to extend his driveway or something. Right? It would be a lot more. You'd have to turn around.
There. Yeah.
Or go over this way with maybe you can.
Yeah.
The septic system does come out from the house and goes over there, the pipe anyways.
I suppose you could take this and turn it this way, but you'd still...
Then you're driving around this way.
Or you have a long garage and you have to park one in back of the other.
Yeah.
Which is a pain if the first one in has to be the first one out.
Well, I don't know. Anybody have any other questions? We have the five.
Do we need any input at all from that abutting neighbor?
The abutting neighbor did not submit anything.
Yeah. In order to grant the variance, we did so.
No, I mean,
your wife is on. Does she have anything that she wants to add? Jen, do you have anything that you want to add?
No, thank you, ma'am.
Okay. For my benefit, the 25-foot setback.
Yes.
What's the purpose, as you understand it, of that?
I think to prevent overcrowding and this is...
To prevent putting a shed right on the property line because you don't want it next to your house.
I get that. I just, the 25 feet, that's just a buffer.
It's just no one's crowding anybody. I think so.
Okay.
The thing is that when I look at this, what I see, this is the reason for our board, is that you come in and you look at this and you say, okay, well, can you do this? Can you make it smaller? Yeah, but then...
If you thought it through.
But then if you make it smaller, you're going to be able to get your cars in there. It's going to make it difficult. I mean, for 5 feet of going into the setback, it's going to make it difficult for them to get their cars in. The way the house is placed, the house is, not perpendicular to the road, it's off on a little angle, and so it pushes that garage out on the side, and to me, this is why we're here. It's like, you look at it and you say, this
well, I would also think, looking at this, does it interrupt with someone else's view? If the neighbor's over here looking that way, it wouldn't, right?
So I assume they can't hardly see your house, right?
They can't. There's trees along the border,
right,
too.
If they were right there.
Yeah, that would be another story.
Right.
So are there a lot of trees that you have to cut down to do this, or is this fairly clear?
No, it's clear. We've been using it.
That's your parking lot?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Turn around and around.
Okay. Gotcha. Yes.
All right.
And our dumpsters, that's the other thing. We'll have to fit in our garage, but the little thing for the recycle center where we put our trash and stuff.
Okay. All right.
But you really want it attached as opposed to unattached, right?
Correct, yes.
So you can have access to that mudroom?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that was the...
You pull in the winter and get out in a garage.
Yeah, when it's raining, you get in the car and you're dry. Right. You're not running through
the
rain.
That's a big upgrade.
Yeah.
Right, when you don't have to... get out in the snow and trench around.
Yep, we're very excited in the pollen in the spring. And
right. So your car's not yellow in the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
That's why we'll let the children be parking out in the parking area. Yeah.
They're outside.
Fair's fair.
Okay, so do we have any questions? Anybody have any more questions?
No, I feel like we're pretty good.
Ron, do you have any questions?
No.
There anything else you want to ask or anything? Bill, do you have any questions?
There's no easy way to do anything different.
No, the problem is what's existing makes it difficult to do anything because the septic system, where the septic system is. I mean, we could say to him, hey, no, you got to make it 5 feet smaller, and now he's got trouble getting his cars in there.
You don't need one car probably in there.
Yeah, and does that make any sense?
When was the house built, Brad?
2001.
Okay.
Yes.
So, do you want to go through the, have any more, if we have no other information, we can close the hearing and go to the variance criteria and talk about it. Okay. Is there anything else you want to tell us? Because the way this process works is there are two parts to this. There's the public hearing, which is what we're doing now, where you and anyone else, anyone who might be on Zoom or anyone else is in the room, have the right to present any evidence. Once we close the public hearing, then we are having a meeting, and then we can't take any more evidence from you or from anyone else. And we discussed there are five criteria that you have to meet in order to be granted a variance. And so we'll discuss each one of these criteria and decide on each of them. And you have to pass all five of the requirements in order for us to grant you a variance.
Okay.
So, and it's just you and your wife. So if there's nothing else, we can close the hearing and then we'll discuss. And you can sit right here and you can listen to us discuss it, and you'll have an answer tonight about whether or not we'll grant your variance.
Okay.
Do you need a motion?
I need a motion to close the hearing and begin the meeting.
Madam Chairman, I make a motion to close the hearing and begin the meeting.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. All right, so the five variance criteria, the first one is it would not be contrary to the public interest. It says special conditions, owing to special conditions, a literal enforcement of the provisions of the ordinance will result in unnecessary hardship. My thinking is if we say to him, sorry, but take 5 feet off that building, he's not going to be able to get two cars in there. Yeah.
Or he'd have to turn it and then lay a lot more
and
driveway down to get around.
It doesn't make any sense. I don't know. Tony, what do you think?
I think if the abutting neighbor has no objection, I don't see why not. However, this does carry, the variance goes with the property forever. So
the variance goes with the property.
If he gets a new neighbor, then if they have an issue, it's not an issue for us.
Once the variance is granted, it's granted. And someone can't come back in 10 years and say, I don't like that.
But if the description is accurate, that the neighbor can't see that anyways, and there's a stone wall and trees, I don't think that's a big concern.
Yeah, and I think if the neighbor was concerned, the neighbor would
be here.
Right.
So, all right. Do you want to vote on these each separately as we go through them? Yeah. All right. So the first one is the variance will not be contrary to the public interest.
How why?
We need to make a motion.
So I make a motion.
Yep. Go right ahead.
We vote on the first. The five variance criteria. Second. Okay. So the question is, does it, or do we agree it does not? That's the question,
Your motion is that the variance will not be contrary to the public interest. Okay, do we have a second for the motion?
I second it. Okay. Steinmetz, second.
All right, any discussion on it? All right.
How I.
Kina I.
Zod I.
Stymus I.
Okay, the second one, that the spirit of the ordinance is observed. It says, in the general provision, in general, the provisions must promote the health, safety, or general welfare of the community. They do this by lessening congestions in the streets, securing from safety, fire, panic, and other dangers. I can't see how this could violate the spirit of the ordinance.
Yeah. No, I think the fact that a vehicle could, if a fire truck or something, could still get to the back of the house if necessary. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Or an ambulance, whatever.
And, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would have been great to have put that existing house forward just a little bit, but just against this day.
When you think about this, that this is not in the middle of the lot. There has to be some physical reason. There's a lot of there's a lot of legend and stuff here. So maybe there was a physical reason why.
Oh, I know all about that.
Oh, you sure do. So maybe there was a reason why it was there. But the problem is the house is existing.
It's there now.
It's existing. The driveway goes that way. The natural way for the garage would be to, the natural extension is here.
Right.
I mean, you don't want to put it here off the living room or put it here off the bedrooms. You walk through the garage into your bedrooms into your house. It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
And it appears that this was the intent all along, that the driveway goes here. You've got the garage, you go through the mudroom, you go into the house. Yep. So,
all right.
Okay, so I need a motion that the spirit of the ordinance is observed.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Do you want to start?
I don't think there's any discussion.
Kina, aye.
Zod, aye.
Stymus, aye.
Okay, the third one is substantial justice is done. The loss to the individual is not outweighed by a gain to the general public is an injustice. The injustice must be capable of relief by granting a variance that meets the other four qualifications. A board cannot alleviate an injustice by granting an illegal variance. It just makes sense to me that this is the most logical place for this.
Yeah.
And that there's nothing to be gained by saying, okay, you have to make it smaller than knowing the size of cars and trucks. I mean, many people have an inch in it, and it's just at the applicant. It's also right. If he sells his house and somebody's got, I mean, we've got a truck and an SUV, and you need the space to be able to get them in and also be able to open your doors. Mm-hmm. So you're not hitting each other when you open your doors. So
the question is whether substantial justice is served here.
Yeah, and I can't see that it's not. My feeling is that it absolutely is justice to grant this variance.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, so we need a motion then.
So moved.
Do you want a second?
Second it.
Okay.
Just trying to.
So.
All right.
All right. Power.
Kina, I.
Zod, I.
Stymus, I.
Are the values of surrounding property are not diminished?
It would seem to me that the values would be increased because of the addition.
For that property, but surrounding properties.
Surrounding
property. I don't think it would affect them because it's not visible.
No. The values of the surrounding property.
Oh, because
would be decreased.
More valuable house.
He has a more valuable house. That's what I meant.
He has a more valuable house, so it makes
in general
the neighborhood better.
The neighborhood, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes some sense.
Okay.
All right. Make a motion to approve based on.
The fact that the addition of this would increase the value of the property and enhance the neighborhood.
And potentially enhance.
Okay. That's one of the facts that we use to make that decision. It. Okay.
How I.
Kina I.
Zod I.
Stymus I.
Okay. Little enforcement of the provisions would result in unnecessary hardship.
That's pretty much the whole point of this whole discussion,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I make a motion that we approve that this would little enforcement would create unnecessary hardship.
Second.
Okay.
How?
Is that a motion?
Wait. Yes. Yeah. That.
I second the motion.
Okay. Thank so you. We need to vote on the motion, yeah. Ron.
How? Aye.
Kina. Aye.
Zod. Aye.
Steinmetz. Aye.
So
bon.
Is balanced by so. This is the tough one. The zoning ordinance imposes the same hardship on all property. The restrictions on one parcel are balanced by similar restrictions on other parcels. It says, unnecessary hardship means that owing to special conditions of the property that distinguishes from other properties. So the applicant has stated that there are wetlands here.
Right.
So that
here.
That
wetlands here, leach field here.
So that involved placing the house
right
in a in an area that didn't affect the leach field and the wetlands.
Right.
So that puts it closer because they put it closer to the stone wall or to the property boundary. Now you have this garage that's going to be within the setbacks.
Right.
Because of the circumstances on the property.
The topology, you know, of the
the only property. Unfortunate thing is that the house wasn't designed 180 degrees different so right. that the garage went on
right.
on the barn end. And
yeah.
Right, 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 right.
But, you know, that's...
It is what it is.
It
right
is
now.
What right. it is. Yeah.
That was, I was trying to make a similar point. I'm like,
yeah.
The thing is, we're dealing. It's not something that he's building right now. It's something that exists.
Right.
And so,
and I would say another unique feature is the fact that this back end is reportedly not visible to the property that abuts to the yeah. to the house to the home that abuts.
So right? it's not. And the neighbors, had stated that they were fine.
The property owner requesting the variance is stating on record that the abutting neighbor has
and I this. And I believe I believe that Amy spoke with the abutting neighbor and she was
I don't know if it was that abutter specifically. I just got a call from an abutter. She didn't specifically state that it was that abutter, but
oh, okay. All right. So we don't we have no one here to
yeah.
refute the fact that
yeah. So we're gonna base it on what we're hearing.
So we have to base it on what we have here. And it says, and because of the special conditions of the property, the proposed use is reasonable.
Right.
Well, and the applicant has shown us that
yeah.
because of these existing things,
right.
this is a reasonable place to put this
right.
building. So that's, there are two facts right there.
Anybody want to make a motion?
I thought we just voted on
it. No, this. We voted on the motion that there...
The hardship.
There was no
there
special.
Was, there, but we have to approve. We haven't approved it yet. We've come up with two facts that there are special conditions of the property, and that the use is reasonable. So we need to vote on the fact that we're going to grant this.
This is our findings.
Yeah, we said that there were special conditions. These are the special conditions, so now we're going to vote on that part.
Okay.
Well, that's right. If we didn't, we'll get it right eventually, Tony. So I need a motion to there were special conditions on the property, that the use is reasonable, into that so it meets the fifth section of the variance criteria.
All right. Due to the special condition to the property, I move that we approve this variance.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
How aye.
Kina aye.
Zod aye.
Steinmetz aye.
Your variance is approved, sir. You will, Amy will,
done.
Amy will call you
thank
and
you.
Let you know and, you can pick the variance up in the office. I'll sign the paperwork. When it's done, I'll sign it, and she'll let you know.
Okay.
Okay, so you should get it within, I would think, a couple of days. Depends on her work schedule, but you do have the variance, so you can proceed
okay.
with your project.
Fantastic.
Great. We're waiting 23 years.
This was
to park indoors.
Well, this is what you've been waiting for, Bill.
Yeah.
I've been complaining.
Thank you.
Thank you all for your attention in this matter. Really appreciate it.
Well, you're very welcome. We hope you'll enjoy your new addition, and you'll be all buff up in that room with your...
I'd be watching TV up there.
I got work to do, I guess.
Snow's coming.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is favorite viewers.
I think we have them. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess you can take that one with you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thank you. Okay, so we have to review the minutes. But before we do that, I want to do this December meeting. The December meeting is on Christmas Eve.
Oh. Well, now.
So, so if I have, I'm looking here at the calendar. We could change the meeting to the 16th, which is a Monday. We could change it to the 20th, which is a Friday. We could change it to the 12th or 13th.
The 16th is a Monday. The 17th would not work.
Conservation commits. Conservation planning board is on the 18th. Cemetery trustees are on the 19th.
I would say the 16th for me, just to get it.
16th?
Yeah, for me. But that's, what do you guys think?
What day of the week is this?
That's a
that
Monday.
Is a Monday.
I don't
we right. have the on the 2nd and the 3rd of December are open. The 4th is planning board. The 5th is ag commission. The 6th is open. Selectmen food pantry doesn't bother us because we could do a food pantry open tonight. We could do it on the 10th. Budget committee's on the 11th. Then you have the 12th and 13th. But the closest one to our regular meeting is the 16th, which is a Monday. The third Monday.
Third Monday, right.
So, and we need to know because we need to know ahead of time because that we need to meet all the posting deadlines
right.
and everything.
Right.
So.
Is there anything that's any easier for you, Amy? Or?
Yeah.
Anything that's not a Thursday or a Friday would be my preference.
I am with you.
Okay.
Right?
I go with that.
Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate
let's
it.
Let's get the work done and get out of here.
Okay. I go with that one.
I have no problem with the 16th.
Okay. I don't have a problem with the 16th. I don't think anyone... I mean, the chances of us having a meeting are sometimes slim to none in December.
Yeah,
it depends.
Yeah. Right. Not a lot of building going on.
That means that they would have to get the application to me
by
the week before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So I feel...
Yeah.
So
and you know, other years we've had nothing in yet. Like the last 2 years, we've had something right before Christmas.
Yeah.
So.
But if there is no requested variance, would you be taking us to the town cabin or some such place? Or?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
For a little cheer.
Why not? We should.
I'm still going to leave the dates. Right?
Ron, do you remember when we used to do that? Were you on the board when you did that? When someone left the board, we would take them out to dinner.
Oh yeah.
That as the board, we would take them out to dinner and we would pay for their dinner and take them out to eat. It wouldn't, of course, if we all met at the town cabin, someone would say we were having an illegal meeting.
Yeah.
Right.
It has to be real careful not to discuss business.
Oh, we wouldn't discuss business. We don't do that
Who'd
kind
want
of stuff.
To? I don't want
okay,
to.
So the other question that I had before, while I have this calendar, and we'll go back to Amy's schedule, is do you feel that you want to do... have another update with the lawyer like we did last year. Remember, we'd have to let them know fairly soon so we could schedule a date in November and December.
Like a little training session?
The training session,
that was pretty
yeah.
good for me.
Yeah.
Just what's the current
yeah.
new legislation?
If there are any changes in the law that we need to know about or anything. The thing is, we have the money in our budget for it. And
have to be spent before the end of the year?
Yeah.
Be good to know what the upcoming legislative session is going to have, if it,
yeah.
in any way that affects.
Well, I think it's in all probability going to seriously affect zoning.
Yeah, I hear things about having mandatory approval for in-law places and things like that.
Yeah, so. And detached and all that. But we don't know.
They put that bill to bed.
Oh, they did?
It's been tabled.
Tabled.
Polite death.
Okay. I think that there's the, and this probably isn't the place for it, but I think there's, to me, there's a difference between in-law apartments where you have public sewer and water, and in-law apartments where you're on septic systems and wells, especially in a town like ours where we have an inordinate amount of ledge and an inordinate amount of wetlands.
Yeah.
So we have, when we did in 2006, when I was on the master plan committee and we did a survey of the resources, and I forget the numbers, but it was a high percentage of the wells in Candia have a low recharge rate. That's under a gallon a minute. And that something like 60% of the land is unsuitable for septic systems. And I know that they've redesigned septic systems and stuff. But still, if you're talking about, you know, you may have a 2-acre lot and you say, okay, I want to put two ADUs on there. You've got to be able to get water and be able to get rid of the water that you're using. You've got to be, you know, and you have to make sure that your well is not by his septic system and his septic system is not by your well. So, you know, that makes sense, might make sense in the city where they have, in cities or places where they have municipal water, but I don't think that they understand the limitations in a town where you're on septic and wells.
If we were going to do this, just a suggestion, you know, there's 5-6 of us and that's it, and not all of us are going to make it.
Yeah.
What about talking with Auburn and Deerfield and bringing two or three towns together and doing it?
We did that last year. We tried it. We could try it again. We didn't get any results from them, but maybe because we had it in December. But I think if we plan it this time, maybe if we plan something, if we could get something in November or the beginning of December when it wasn't too close to...
Yeah, it just seems like it's, from the people in the state's point of view, it's a lot of work for 3 or 4 people.
But
they get the same amount of
pay.
They're getting paid, I know.
Well, the other thing is, I mean, for us, we get to ask more questions. And,
we do, but,
and it's,
you know,
more
the
personal.
Questions are the same questions.
I don't know. My personal feeling is that I don't think it hurts to get reminded of what the rules are and how you do them. And,
I don't think it hurts to have 5 more people in the room.
No, I don't
know. No, I agree. And I think Amy can reach out again.
Yeah.
To see it to Auburn and see if...
A neighborly thing to do.
I just think it makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, I think it is a good point, Ron. And
Auburn and Deerfield are not that different.
Yeah.
Not Raymond even.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that makes it makes a lot of sense in Chester. I mean, Amy can... We just give her more work to do. She doesn't have enough to do to begin with, so give her more work to do. So, Amy, do you want to see if you can, I forget his name now.
Jonathan Cowell.
Yeah, Jonathan. See if you can, if he has some time or, you know, call you know the procedure. You did it last year. So I think if we do it now, we did it last year, like the end of October, so we were pushed way out. So if we can plan something now, maybe we can get it sooner and... Is that okay?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Is that agreeable with the members of the board that we'll try to get some training?
This is training on the ordinance?
On the
and now we're involving different towns and different ordinances.
Well, it's not the ordinance. It's the state laws.
No,
it's the
state
RSAs.
Laws.
Yeah.
It's a training on the RSAs.
Oh.
So I think you couldn't make it last year because I think you had some appointments or something and you couldn't make it. But
it was on a Saturday. Or something.
And I think if we
No,
these were doctor appointments for me anyhow.
Yeah, no. I mean,
but I think if we can get something now, we can get it so that we can plan our personal schedules so that they're open on that particular day.
Sure.
So if we do, you know, we're in September, if we get something, so it's maybe the end of November, beginning December, we can make sure we don't schedule other appointments on that day and can do it. But I don't see anything wrong with getting refreshed and knowing what the ordinances are and
yeah, and you know it's
and he couldn't go through everything last year if you recall. No, we didn't get to everything.
Yeah.
And you know, we have these other things that we had a chance to go to, yeah, two or three of them. But basically he's covering what they covered
and
in one concise thing, because so it makes sense to me that we try to do that.
Yeah, and it's not, it's, we have the money for, if we all went to training, we went to one of these training sessions, we'd spend more than what we're spending to have them come
here.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
So I personally think it's a good idea, and the members of the board, you can decide if you think it's a good idea. If you want to, we can have Amy see what she can schedule for us. Okay.
Was last year's on a Saturday?
No, we did.
No, I think it was on an afternoon. We did it like
Friday or something, wasn't it?
The NHMA conference was on a weekend, but the training that we had was a weekday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Minutes.
So we're going to have Amy do that.
Problem for you.
Okay.
I mean, we're all retired.
Bless you.
I know. I'm jealous. If
yeah.
Depending on what day, I should be able to do it.
Yeah.
Mondays are bad, but...
Well, the thing is, the other thing is, what days...
Afternoons are better.
Yeah.
What days are... So afternoons are good, and is there a particular day that's better for you? Because for Ron and I and Tony, you tell us when we're going to be...
Afternoons, Wednesdays, and Thursdays are probably the easier blocks for me to schedule.
And Gail is home, so I think Gail can probably generally meet the same day the rest of us can meet.
Yeah.
Whippersnapper still working, huh?
Okay, so now we have to do.
I don't feel like.
So we know what we know. The December meeting, Amy. We have to do what? May, June, April, May, and June. Are those the 3 minutes we have to do?
More than that.
Oh, are we really? Are we that far back behind?
Yeah.
Okay, well then let's get...
I have given Amy all of my
edits. So Bill gave me all his edits. I didn't know if you wanted to have Gail send me hers, and I don't know how you...
Well, I can ask Gail if she has any edits, or you could send her an email say if she has any edits to send them.
You already sent them out. If anybody has any edits, if we could just give them to Amy,
give
make it easy.
Okay, unless it's...
I can give them to you to...
Okay, and the only... So then the only thing that... Gail had sent some edits for the
August
meeting, and they were just four things. She said on count six, she stated, "I'm not a realtor. However, as a home buyer, if I was looking at a property abutting the storage facility and a similar property elsewhere in Candia, this would definitely have an impact on my selection, and I would rather have woods behind my property instead of oil storage." Count eight, she said, "Mr. Panett is not qualified as an emergency manager." Mr. Panett is not qualified as an emergency management director because he's a volunteer. The ZBA are all volunteers and take our responsibility seriously. Mr. Panett provided detailed count of his qualifications and how, in his opinion, this variance posed an increased risk to the town. And I think she must have left something out here. I think Mr. Swiniarski stated. So we'll have to ask her.
That.
Okay. She was refuting his statement because he made that statement that, that Mr. Panett
was responding.
Not.
Well, we're all
that
volunteers.
Was one of the counts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And count 15, this variance covers the increasing the capacity at the current storage facility. It does not in any way change the original approved variance as the business is running today and can continue to run in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And then account 17, she stated, we are not considering a new use for the facility. The board is evaluating the increased risk for expanding this facility with the proximity to the school, courthouse, fire station, and town offices.
Right. Not to say we are not considering. Right.
Can I have that page?
Oh, yes, you may have it back. Yes, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
You definitely may have that back. All right, so So it we could go then go through the minutes and would, just approve. Let's just approve the minutes.
Yeah, I would
and
make
then
a motion to approve all the minutes with the amendments that you have received.
Provided by the board.
So should we do the? Are we going to do them in mass, or probably should do them?
I vote in mass.
You vote in mass.
I mean, you
is that
have
appropriate
all the
to do in mass? I think. Could we just do them separately? I think I'd be more comfortable doing them separately.
Oh,
I know. So I'll take a motion to approve the minutes of January.
I'll motion the first
one. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
I'll take a motion to approve the minutes of February.
February the 2nd? Okay.
I don't know.
Just make sure we're square on our.
Hold on.
In fact, I.
We
I had them in order and then I changed the order.
I have.
I don't think we met in February. We met in March because Mr. Swiniarski and Mr. Wenzel asked for a continuation in January from January to March. We didn't have anything in February.
I have February, March, April.
I have
June,
May and June.
And August. Where is.
I have May if you need it.
Might be stapled together on one of those.
I brought them all. I dumped them all. They're right here. This is July, April, May, June. I have April, May, June, and July here.
I have February, March, April, June, and August.
Okay.
Which I think it was 5 sets that I sent.
Yeah.
So maybe January isn't even on there.
I didn't think January was on there, honestly.
All right. So.
So we need February.
Okay. So we had we have a motion. We need a motion to approve February's minutes.
Motion to approve February's minutes.
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? All right. A motion to approve the minutes of. April 23rd, this was James Hurley from Critchett Road. He wanted an ADU, and the other case was
Bayou?
No, it's Peter Chivers, the camping on Depot Road. So I need a motion to approve the minutes of April 23rd.
Make a motion to approve the minutes of April 23rd.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Just out of curiosity, what's happened with this Peter Chivers thing? Anything at all, or... Do we know?
He had to stop, right?
So he's not doing any
camping.
Nothing's been going on. There's been no complaints.
Yeah, he had to shut it down.
The website's still shut down at this point.
Yep.
Okay. And he's just working on his house.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, so we have May 23rd. It was Candy a Tank Farm. And I think the whole thing was Candy a Tank Farm, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so.
Yes, the whole thing was Candy a Tank Farm. All 898 lines.
Okay.
Yep, that's the big one.
Yes.
The big one.
So a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve those minutes.
Second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, June 25th, this was Gary Bolio and Matt Bolio of Top Notch Properties, 48 Old Deerfield Road, Candia. I don't know if any of you have, that was the house, the old house. I don't know if any of you have looked online. It's amazing. And I guess you can go there and they'll let you take you through the house. They took the old beams out of the barn. They put them in the house.
Oh, nice.
That's the one. If you remember, he said the floors were all destroyed, and he says we took them up, and the other side was perfect, and we sanded them and put them down, and they had these beautiful wide plank floors in the house, and I spoke with Patty Davis the other day, and Patty said she went through the she went there and they said, "Oh, come in, take a look," and took them all through the property. Yeah. And that's the one that has the ADU in the barn. They're asking them $1 million. It's on the market for $1 million.
What?
It's gorgeous. Bill, look it up on your Zillow.
What is it?
What's the address?
It's 48 Old Deerfield Road. 48 Old Deerfield Road.
Old Deerfield Road.
Yeah, Deerfield Road goes past the school, but then there's that little thing down by the church that goes and comes back out again. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's Old Deerfield Road. Okay, so that was one of them, and I think that was the only thing. Was just that one. Yep. Oh no, and then it was Candy at Tank Farm was the other was the other part of that. And we denied Candy at Tank Farm on that day.
Correct.
So that was the other one.
Oh, and May minutes were approved at the June meeting.
I'm sorry?
The May minutes
were approved.
I thought we had done them.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well,
it's okay.
So we know that. So now we have the June minutes, and that's those two things. That's Mr. Bolio, and then it's, and if you recall, we, that's when we came up with the, after the May meeting, we closed the hearing, and we came up with the findings of fact, and
yep.
discussed the findings of fact at that meeting, and then.
Okay. I move we approve the June minutes.
I second.
Corrected.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. And the last, it's June 25th, unapproved minutes. And
but
this.
That was the June.
Oh, why do I have two? Well, I have two of those. So there you go. And I don't have anything for July, but August was.
We didn't have a meeting.
I don't think we had a meeting in July.
August is the next one.
And I know I had the meetings for August. I know I had the minutes someplace.
You've got mine.
Oh, the minutes for August. Oh, yeah, that's the ones that we just did with Gail. This was where we discussed the motion for a hearing, and we had a 91A meeting before with our attorney, and then we had started the meeting about 6:33 or something. And that was the meeting where we discussed whether or not we should grant them a rehearing, and we denied the rehearing.
Right.
So, and then Gail's, the few things that Gail are to be added to this.
So with that I move we approve.
All right.
Second motion.
And Ron, you weren't
here. I'm going to abstain.
Okay.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. And so now we're caught up.
Done.
All right, so is there, let me
end
see.
End the meeting. I make a motion.
Well, hang on just a minute. I need to look at this if there's anything
you're
else.
Telling me.
May I please have the August ones back?
I'm sorry?
The August ones that I just gave you. Can I have them back?
I think they're right
here. Thank you.
Yes. Okay, I think that's, this is today's thing. And, If there's nothing else, if we have no other minutes, we've discussed everything, we've reviewed the minutes, we've talked about the December meeting, we have nothing else that came before our board, so I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second that motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion, the meeting is adjourned.